This is Shir 49 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon and Shir 3 in our module on Bitachon U'Tefillah. In the previous Shiurim in Bitachon U'Tefillah, we explained that the primary objective of Tefillah is to constantly churn and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate source for providing anything, anything that you're lacking as well. This enables a person to fulfill the very reason they were placed in this world, to constantly recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and avoid becoming overly consumed by nature. Today we address a foundational question regarding the relationship between tefillah and bitachon. If a person relies completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing with absolute clarity that everything he has done until now is for his good, why would we daven to ask him to change our physical circumstances? Even though we explain that the objective of tefillah is not merely the asking itself, how is it even appropriate to step forward and ask in the first place if everything Hashem does is already for our ultimate good? This exact challenge is brought down in Drasha Chassam Sefer, page 129. The Chassam Sefer cites a perspective of a secular philosophers who argued that according to human logic, it is fundamentally inappropriate for a Baal Bitachon to daven at all. Their rationale was that since a Baal Bitachon relies on Hashem believing he has already done the best possible thing for him, asking for a change seems contradictory. The Chassam Sefer flatly refutes this view. He says, "For we are the Am Hashem, the nation of Hashem, descended from the Avos HaKadosh. We received a clear, unbroken Messiah from our forefathers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly wants us to daven to him and that he will answer our tefillah." Chassam Sefer explains the deeper mechanism of why Hashem desires our tefillah. Ki roitze b'tefilas ha-mespaldim ka'ov ha-mespate b'avakoshois b'noi k'viyachol. For he desires the tefillas of those who pray, like a father who allows himself to be enticed or moved by the request of his son, as it were. As we've established previously, the essence of bitachon, as outlined in the early shiurim, is having absolute clarity that even if physical circumstances appear hopeless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver Yeshua salvation in a single second. Even if you see no natural pathway for salvation, you still rely on Hashem. Simultaneously, a person must couple that feeling of bitachon with active tefillah. Number one, the intended channel. You recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may choose to bring salvation and fulfill your lack specifically through your tefillah because his desire is for you to become connected and attached to be davuk to him through tefillah. And number two, acceptance of the outcome. At the exact same time, you know that even if you do not receive the specific item you daven for, whatever Hashem has done is for the absolute best. So you always have to know the command of the Rachman al-Tav of it. You still gain tremendously from your tefillahs, even if your request isn't answered in a revealed way. This is because the entire objective of tefillah is to fulfill your tafkid in this world, creating a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reaching out to him when you experience a lack. So our tafkid is to build a relationship with the source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the sole purpose of tefillah were to change circumstances, the philosophical question would remain: Hashem already knows what is good for you. What's good for a person, so what would be the point of davening? The true essence of tefillah is knowing that Hashem desires to give you what you lack specifically through the vehicle of tefillah. When you feel a lack, he wants you to reach out to him so that you forge a personal relationship with him. That connection is the objective. Building this relationship through tefillah brings an automatic side effect. As the Chassam Sefer explains, when a child reaches and creates a closeness, a kirva with his father, the father is moved by the child's request and grants what he asked for. Just as the Schar B'tachon brings bracha, the Schar of Tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the physical Yeshua, the salvation, as a direct result of that intimate, close relationship.